This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from our granny flat.
My granny flat.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Monday. Carrie Bickmore.
Hello, Buzz. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tommy Little?
Hello, Buzz. How are you?
Hello, mate.
Hello, mate.
When do you think you'll start leaving some cash on my counter for all the food you've been eating from my fridge?
I didn't think you'd notice today.
I noticed today. The funny part about today's lunch, normally I make you lunch. Today's lunch, you went into the kitchen on your own and took Sonda, our producer, with you. And I look up from the granny flat, you two are in there having lunch in my kitchen.
Normally,
yes.
You've made me one wrap.
No, I haven't made you blood. I've made you multiple wraps.
Wow, we're fighting.
I have made you
You've
multiple
made me one wraps. Wrap.
And a coffee?
Ollie makes me lunch.
He's at school, mate. He made you lunch once.
You've only made me lunch
anyway, once. Anyway, you're so familiar, you're working your way around the kitchen on your own.
You know I did the worst thing today too.
What?
I didn't want to finish the hummus, so I put the tub back, but I did that annoying thing where you just leave like one scoop.
That was
work.
A new thing of hummus.
Not now.
Was it even open?
New becomes old. No, I did have to crack it open.
Oh, my God.
What? It's hummus, mate.
Oh, you can go on and do the online shopping order that causes me so much pain next time. That'll give us another full break.
Okay. I apologise for the hummus stealing and the breath that it leaves me with. Up next, I've got an issue. You've stolen something of mine as well.
Payback for the hummus. We've also got $1,000 to give away today too, Monday.
I took that as well.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yeah.
Can you hit us up on the @CarrieTommy Instagram? We wanted to know what the latest filter is that people are using on their stories because we want to take a photo and we don't know what the right filter is.
Is that what I was watching before we went to air? You guys just trying to flick through.
1360, what are the kids doing these days?
It felt instantly old, didn't it? Well, this one's a cannonball.
I don't.
Oh, this one's sparkly.
You suggested we do ears, and I know that's like 2015.
I don't know what the cool one is now.
Anyway,
I've got a bone to pick with you because you had a go at me for eating food, and so I quickly had to think of something to have a go at you for.
That's how radio works.
People might not know, but you've got a secret double life that you lead. Yes, I hinted at it last year on this very program, Buzz.
So I had some friends over from Ollie's school.
Swingers?
No.
Oh, sorry. It's just good to establish at the top of the thing because you told me about that couple that come over.
That's not true. I mean, honestly, if that is my double life, it's such a boring double life. Like, if you're going to have a double life, you want it to be spicier than mine.
Well, or is it, though? Because then I do remember we got Paul on, one of the swingers in question.
Oh, that's right.
And
Hold on, not swingers in question, friends from school.
That's the question. I asked him, are you swingers?
Yeah.
And he said, well, wouldn't you like to know?
Did he?
Yeah, he left
no,
it very open-ended. He did. Yeah, see, Christian agrees. He did. He left
I noticed you don't have the audio of that, though. Where's your proof?
Well, we'll
get it for the next break. Yeah, we'll get that for the next break.
Right.
Yeah. Sonda, you lie like a little kid. You just looked at me and nodded and said yes.
She didn't even know what we were talking about. She's typing away over there.
I'm listening.
Are you? Okay, what are we
talking
about? How's that more interesting than swingers? That's what you think. Okay, but then you sent me a picture that you said, look what swingers have done. And to be honest, I didn't even get what it was because it was just this dodgy lamp shade.
That really suited the swingers.
Yeah, that was really, and I thought, oh, okay, you guys are having a busy weekend and maybe this message wasn't meant for me. Can you explain?
No, I sent you a message. So our friends, not swingers, Paul and his wife Felicity came over for dinner last night. I'll tell you what, good friends too. You know when you've had a baby and your friend's around for dinner and you say, we're going to have takeaway, and then they arrive with a fully cooked meal ready to give you to cook your food. This is not meant to be a sad segment at all. But anyway, I just realised in that moment, that's a really good friend. Anyway, side note.
Are you about to cry?
No, I'm not. I just thought it was a really love thing that they brought
Why
salmon.
Why is your voice breaking and your eyes leaking?
Shazlicks and salad and it was really, that was marinated. It was really good.
So good that you wanted to hook up with both of them? Shazlicks.
No, I just think when you've had a baby, food is the way to,
is
a gift for anybody that's having a baby.
Shazlicks? Shazlicks. Is that what you call them?
Are they?
Shazlicks? I don't know.
Shazlicks, like a meat on a stick. Kebabs, whatever.
Shaz does what she wants, I guess. Exactly. It's a swingers party after all. Someone's got it.
Anyway.
What does Paul do?
That's a side note.
I mean, we've worked out what Shaz does. What does Paul do?
Anyway, after we had our Shaz licks.
Yes.
Yes. Paul said...
Thanks, Shaz.
Do you want some help with your light globe in your study that Tommy couldn't fix?
Oh, Tommy couldn't fix. You didn't get him a bulb.
Well, the funny thing was on the weekend I was in the study and I found two bulbs. So yeah. I'd had them there all along.
What, hidden behind the Oprah picture?
So I said to him, actually, I do have a light bulb. And he stood up on a chair and he undid the light globe, the old one, and he screwed in the new one. And there we went. The light turned on and it was a very successful night. So I sent you a picture of a light working and said, this is what a successful night with the swingers is what I texted you.
Yes. Lovely story.
Yeah.
Well told. The bit I want to focus on, though, is actually what you said today to me, which was, I didn't even know you could change a light bulb without turning off the electricity.
Well, no, because he said, how have you gone for 3 years without changing this? This was so easy. I mean, it took him literally 10 seconds. And I said, well, I just didn't quite know which button to turn off in the meter, in the, what's it called?
Switchboard.
The switchboard. Because I thought you had to turn off your electricity to be able to change the lights so you didn't electrocute yourself.
And so that's the bit you thought I was going to have trouble with, turning off the
electricity. So you said, why would I not have been able to change a light globe? And I said, because you wouldn't even know where our electricity box is. And you said, you don't need to change turn off the electricity to...
Which is amazing, which means Carrie Bickmore has never changed a light bulb in her life.
I feel like I have, though. I just don't remember it.
That means you haven't.
Well, I thought, how do you know then if it's off or on? And then what if you unscrew it and electrocute yourself?
You don't. That's fine.
It's like sticking a knife in a toaster. You always got to turn it off first.
No, just don't stick a knife in there.
Well, to get the hot cross buns out of the bottom, they get stuck.
Tip them upside down.
No, but then all the other crap comes out.
Yeah, that's crumbs. That's true. 13, 10, 60, we're getting sidetracked. Buzz, we're doing this.
You're so dumb.
Wow. So I bought a padlock. It had four keys with it. I've cut the cable tie off, got the keys out. And then I spent an hour trying to cut the padlock out before realising that I just had to unlock it.
I was paying a bill the other day with my mum's credit card. When they asked for the CCV on the back, I actually flipped my phone over and was wondering why I was still looking at the back of my phone.
How dumb are you?
On 13, 10, 60, Carrie Bickmore did not realise you don't have to turn off electricity to your whole house to simply change a light bulb. That's a pretty good start. If you reckon you're dumber, give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You're so dumb.
Wow. Everybody gets stupid. Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
Yep. Because you didn't realise that to change a light bulb, you did not have to turn off electricity to the whole house.
No, that's why the light globe hasn't been changed in the study for about 3 years.
Yes.
Because I thought it was going to be a lot of effort and it took my swinger mate Paul all of 20 seconds to change the light bulb.
Who I thought I was dishing up some quite damning evidence when I said that last time we had him on the show, he didn't deny his swinging intentions and you told me that was an outright lie and you said, check the tape.
Yeah.
Well, we've got the tape. Buzz, here it is. Would you entertain the idea of swinging?
I haven't before. You never say never, I guess.
I love it, Paul. Yeah. I love you. You are the best.
Okay, well, I'm just going to put it on the record that nothing has happened since then.
What about the light bulb?
The light bulb?
Hmm.
How many Pauls does it take to change a light bulb?
How many Shazes?
We had four before. We had four Shaz leaks.
Let's go to Phoebe. Phoebe, how dumb are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Well, that's answered the question. What happened, Phoebe?
So I'm so dumb. My husband and I bought our kids a telescope for Christmas and we took it down to the beach and we tried to use it and the kids got tired and a month later we finally realised you actually have to take the front cap off to be able to see anything. Wow. We were about to take it back.
Phoebe, are you quite a young mum?
30.
Because I feel like that's from the generation where you didn't need to take a lens cap off a camera.
No, well, in our defense,
you had to. Yes.
In our defence, we were a little bit intoxicated over Christmas. We were on holidays, so there was other things at play.
When you say things and you start with "in my defence," you're not meant to back them up with "I was pissed." But good on you. I love it.
Lee, how dumb are you, babe?
Pretty dumb. I'd done a shift with a girlfriend one night at the pub. Anyway, she'd gone home and left her phone behind the bar. So I went, oh, no, no. So I picked up my phone to ring her to tell her she left her phone at work and her phone started ringing. Yeah, pretty dumb.
Did you just call her the once? Did you see the phone ringing or did you wonder why she wasn't picking up? Okay, just once. Yeah,
my boss went, Leah, Karen's phone's there and, yeah, I don't think she's going to answer it. So, yeah.
Leah, I fully get it. I often have that thing when I get out of a cab and I'll go, oh, my phone, but I'm not realise that I'm on it at the time.
Yep.
Happens often where you go, where's my phone? Where's you're getting phone? In your car and you're like, oh, I'm on it.
Yeah, there's nothing like saying it to the person when you're on the phone. Hang on, mate. Just give us a second. I just got to find my phone. Yeah. I'll be right back to the call. Just give us 1 second.
Hey, Nick, how dumb are you, mate?
Oh, so I'm super dumb, right? My mum broke her leg a couple of years ago by tripping over a milk crate, and I thought that was pretty dumb. And so I went to a medical rehab facility centre to pick up some equipment for her, and I picked up a wheelchair and carried it 400 metres to my car, thus hurting my back.
Yeah. You could have wheeled it, yes.
I mean, the hint is in the name there. How am I going to move this chair?
I ended up using it more than she did, so...
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Mums of Australia, right now is your chance to vent.
Mad Mum Mondays. Five women, five mothers. One murder. Australia's biggest new drama. Bad Mothers tonight at 9 on Channel 9.
Now, this whole segment started a few years ago because every Monday I seem to come to work and vent about all the stuff my kids have done over the weekend. So we thought, why not make a segment out of it, right?
And it's got alliteration. And we love that in commercial radio.
And now
radio.
It's got cash behind it.
Yes, Mad Mum Monday Moolah.
Ooh. Very good. Anyway, it's not me venting today. My children are perfect little angels today.
Oh, finally, my time to shine.
Sonda.
Oh, damn it.
Sonda came, opened the door, I said, how was your weekend?
Mad Tommy Tuesday.
No, Sonda, the first thing I said to you was, how was your weekend? And you vented.
Yeah. I was really upset this morning. So I had a little sleep in and my son who was 16.
Today.
My son who's 16 months old.
What's a sleep in for you?
6:15.
Oh, God. Parenting's fun.
Yeah. Do you know what's going to be a disaster?
Oh, I thought that was a swear word. I thought that got wild. No. Real,
fun.
Yeah.
Fun. What's a disaster?
When daylight savings happens for some people in the country, my kid is going to be up at 4 a.m. Rather than 5. Oh. Anyway.
Keep it relatable to a national audience. <That's fun>. Don't mention daylight savings.
So Henry and my husband Adrian were up in the lounge room and I can hear, hello, hello, and everyone's having a great time. And then I walked in and I said, hello, darling. And I got down on the floor and put my arms out. Sorry, I'm off mic. What a terrible producer.
And we're on radio, not TV. You've got your arms spread apart.
I got my arms spread wide apart and I yelled at him, hello, for him to come and give
me. To Adrian or your child?
To my child. Okay. Oh, God, guys. Hello, Henry. Expecting him to come and hug
me. To mum, the person he loves most in the world.
Yeah.
Absolutely fresh aired me.
What do you mean?
Walked straight past me to a pile of toys and didn't even acknowledge me. At which point I start yelling things like, I grew you in my womb.
I love how you go to like 100 straight away. Not just, oh, honey, I grew you in my womb
and birthed you out of my canal. The least you can do is save the day.
As soon as I picture canal, I picture an Italian bloke. Yeah, rowing. Well, I guess there's a man in a boat. That's fair.
What? He's the man in the boat.
Continue.
No, that's my story.
Oh.
But we were talking about afterwards how kids, I just think in general, kids love dad more than mum.
They do.
I think kids think dad is a kid themselves. I think all fathers out there, they just think they're one of them and that we're the big ogre and that dad's the happy one.
My dad was the disciplinarian.
Was he?
Yeah.
So do you love your mum more?
That's rare though. Dads are normally the ones that say go to your mother. You love your dad more. Hey, or your mum more?
Anyone could be listening. I love whichever one is tuning in at the moment the most.
Anyway, okay, it really got you going. So we're asking on 131060.
Yeah. Who did you grow in your womb?
Who came out your canal?
Who wrote down your canal?
Have you had an Italian bloke in your canal?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
DJ Bicklemore.
DJ Bicklemore? Mm. Oh, I wasn't going to go with that name, but I am now.
Mm, you have forgotten that that was your hip-hop name.
Was it?
Back when we used to do the show. But anyway.
Did we have hip-hop names?
Right when we first started, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Bicklemore and Little Tom.
It wasn't Little Tom.
It is now.
Mad Mum Mondays.
Okay, we're doing Mad Mum Monday. Sonda's mad because her kid fresh aired her this morning. Yes. Little Henry didn't want a piece of mum. He was all about dad.
Yeah. He gave me nothing.
And you shouted, I grew you in my womb.
And birthed you out my canal. just at least give me a hello. Not too much to ask.
Yeah, I've birthed you out my canal. Just say hi.
Oh, I just love when he goes to school and then when they're talking about things like that. Mum birthed me out my canal. Amanda, what do you need to vent about?
Hey guys, so my six-month-old daughter decided the day before my uni assignment was due that she would eat it. And my lecturer really did not approve of me applying for an extension because my kid ate my homework.
What?
Who's doing
hard copies these days? Is it not online?
A poster presentation.
So what? How much of it did they eat?
Oh, probably just licking the main.
Up as a result.
Luckily, it was, but it was due the next day.
Oh, listen to Pop in the background.
Is that making you want to give her $1,000?
Let's see what else is happening in the world.
Jeez, you're harsh.
No, okay. I just want to see.
I mean, she had a kid crying in the background.
I know, she did a good
job. A mum who's also studying.
What do you think she was like pushing, prodding him to cry, pinching him?
I actually thought maybe it was a sound effect. I thought she'd been on the pots and pans as well.
Holly, what are you mad about?
So my daughter decided this weekend that cleaning up after her new puppy would involve sucking it up in the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, so, wow.
Number one's or number two's hole?
Number two.
Oh
my God.
Yeah.
What then happens?
Does it go up
and stay in a hole?
It kind of got stuck in every department of it. There's no rescuing that vacuum. And to top it off, she's just had surgery, so she's been sooky and even more of a delight on top of that. So it's been a very stressful weekend.
Yeah. You've added the bit in there, so we give you $1,000.
No, mums are good. So Amanda had got her kid to cry in the background. Yeah. Holly's bringing in the surgery.
Yeah.
Very good.
And Hol, just for me, was it a Dyson?
No, thank God.
Oh, okay.
No.
Get a Dyson with it.
$1,000. Renee.
You're going on to the next because you are
Renee,
heartless.
Renee, what tools are you going to bring to this chat to really make us want to give you the cash?
Oh, well, I'm really upset at my 6 and 9-year-old. I was at work. My husband was supposed to be watching them. He let them go for a walk around the corner with the dog. They ended up stopping, picking up some rocks and throwing them at a car. Now, I am working now to pay for this car, just shy of $900 that they've done damage to this car.
It's a very convenient amount when we're giving away.
I know. It's really handy. I'm stressing about paying for it, but I'm just a swim teacher, so I'm doing shifts to try and pay for this car.
Yeah, good on you, Renes. Renes, I have a slight problem with your teaching of your kids. Shouldn't you teach them that after they throw rocks at something, they should run away?
They did. They've got security footage of them running.
I don't know.
Because you've got to decide.
I can't.
Because we've entered a new round of Jeopardy for this. Not only are you going to give one of these callers $1,000, you're going to take $1,000 from the other two. So
make it even more dramatic.
Up to you, Bigmore.
Either the vacuum cleaner.
Is it poo vacuum?
Or the car.
Is it kid assignment eater? Or is it rocks at car?
I think it's rocks at car. Renee, you're getting the car.
Oh, God.
You better not be lying to me, Renee.
I'm really not. I can send you the security footage.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Sure it is. Welcome back to the show. 30 minutes to go. Then Hughesy and Kate in to drive you home at 4:30.
Now, this is exciting for a couple of reasons. Mm-hmm. Firstly, I let you know that I wanted to premiere a brand new segment today. Mm. And you have just taken the ball and ran with it, Bic Moore.
Well, there's no I in team and we're a great team. Yes. So I've gone away and I'm helping you deliver the best break possible.
This is great. And I was going to tell you the story first and then get you to bring the audio. Yep. But I reckon we should do it the other way around.
Okay.
Because I sent you a text message and all the text message said on the weekend was, I want to do a segment about things that strangers have said to you.
Yes, because you had this weird weekend where strangers were saying crazy things to
you. Yeah, and not just me.
Yeah.
And a friend posted something. But you've, with
I don't really know any more details. Yeah. I don't know much about what you want to talk about. Right. But I thought I'd make some openers, some like fun little things.
Great.
And you can pick the one that suits your story the most.
Okay.
And you can run with it.
So let's, give me one now.
Okay, so I didn't know if it was a story involving somebody old. So okay. I thought that I'd make an older version just in case it was.
Strangers in the night.
Or did it happen in the day? Strangers in the day. A couple of options. Didn't know if it was day or night.
No. What is that?
That's Frank Sinatra.
And is the song called Strangers in the Night?
Yes.
And so did you change the lyrics at all for the first one?
I said, Strangers in the night.
Is that what he says?
Yes, but then I said, or did it happen in the day? Strangers in the day.
That's good. Yes. Good stuff.
Did you not listen?
No, I did. I just thought, why did you change the lyrics if it was going to be the same?
No, you didn't listen.
Okay.
Okay, so that's your first option.
Okay, not bad.
Okay. Then I thought perhaps it may involve like a young person. You have lots of young people come up to you, right? So I thought a bit of...
I love it how this is. What really happened is you like really old people music. That's all that happened here.
No, I like a bit of Sigrid, and Sigrid does some stranger stuff.
Sigrid?
Have a listen. Stranger, talking to Tommy.
That's good.
Yeah.
Mate, that's good.
But then I couldn't go past my old mate Phil Collins.
Yes. Back into your personal collection.
My best mate. And he's got one that I think really applies.
Can you tell me?
Yep.
Apart from that bit that you played me, who's Sigrid?
She's a great singer that we play on our night show often.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. What other songs did she do? Back to Phil Collins,
not sure. Phil Collins, calling in the air tonight. Do you want me to go through the full playlist? No. I'm all over. Anyway, here's your Phil option.
I want to know about the strangers talking to Tommy.
That's good.
Tell me more, Tommy.
And my last option, if it's just middle of the road, it happened on the weekend, a tune that everyone's loving at the moment. I said BFF when I was talking about Phil Collins, but really my true BFF, Sam Smith.
Ooh, baby, baby, I'm talking to a stranger.
I mean, have you ever had so many options in your life?
No, and that is all we have time for. Let's go. All right, Bickers, thank you. They're great.
Yeah.
And Buzz, I'm going to ask you to fire just one off at random after each of those because I've got two very short examples for you. It first started because I saw a Facebook post by one of my friends and she was in Queensland and she said, she posted this. She said, a random guy came up to me and said, you must not be from round here. And she said, why is that? And he said, because no one as hot as you lives in Queensland, right? And she goes, well, firstly, I do live in Queensland and there's so many hot people in Queensland. What are you talking about?
Mm.
And that's when he went, oh, and then walked off.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that is a great example of...
Strangers in the night.
Or did it happen in the day? Good.
Strangers in the day.
Right. I do feel like that's a bit of a that's almost just a dud pickup line segment.
Absolutely.
I could go find some songs
still
for that.
But it's still something. Please don't go back on the song. But it's still something that a stranger has said to
true,
someone. Because true. Because I was sitting at breakfast and a guy said to me, he came to me and said, g'day, Tommy. And I said, g'day. And he goes, congratulations on your Antarctica run. And I said, thank you very much. And he goes, I thought nothing of you before that.
Oh.
Yeah. And I said, sorry. And he goes, I just didn't think anything of you. I didn't think you were made of any kind of substance. But congratulations.
Oh.
Talking to Tommy.
Once again, I mean, that's just more of a shutdown, really.
Hey, mate, you big up the segment and make four openers and then you're shooting all over it. Pick a lane, big
boy. I just thought the story was going to be more interesting.
I didn't have any time to tell it because you took up 3 minutes of the break with your bloody intros. Give us a call, 131060. Buzz, play one more.
Baby, I'm talking to a stranger.
What have strangers said to you?
My low notes need a bit of work, don't they?
Mate, not just the low notes, the notes. Give us a call, 131060. What has a stranger said to you?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
On 131060, we are doing this.
I want to know about the strangers talking to Tommy.
Or other people.
Tell me more, Tommy.
Don't tell me more, Tommy. Tell me more, Josh. Josh, what did the stranger say to you?
So I was just out on the weekend and I had a stranger come up to me and tell me my jeans weren't tight enough.
Weren't tight enough.
Talking to Tommy.
Doesn't work, does it?
Doesn't quite work, my openers, do they?
Josh, are they super baggy?
I don't think they are.
Are you what I learnt on the weekend, are you an Esche?
An Esche? No, I'm not an Esche.
Oh, okay. That's right. What's an Esche?
Like bum bag around the shoulder.
Oh, no, no, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it stands for something.
I don't know. Mate. Mate, this is sounding like very much off-air chat. Let's go to Elise. Elise, do you know what Esche stands for?
I actually have no idea, but I find them a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. What did a stranger say to you?
Well, I was in my local post office and it was my birthday and a stranger turned around and said, wow, the big 3-0, how does that feel? And I thought, yeah, I'm only just turned 22, but obviously I was looking a bit crap that day, but...
Oh. I mean, I'd take 30.
Did you, yes. Well, these are different. We're talking about different people here. Elise, what did you say?
I said, well, thanks. I really must look like crap today, but...
Oh, that's what you said. Sorry, Lisa. Yeah. I thought that's what you were thinking, but you said that out of your mouth.
Oh, no, I said it out loud and, yeah, she walked out of the post office and I just felt so deflated. I thought, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Buzzy,
yep.
Give Elise a prize.
All right, Elise, how about a $100 voucher to Lux, their quality swimmer. You can check out tjswim.com.
Did we actually have that to give away? Because it sounded like you made it up as you were going then.
No, it's just a really long, empowering the 21st century woman through Lux. TJ okay. Swimwear.
Good stuff.
In brackets for females.
Good give us all. Hey, you said you had a stranger one as well?
Yeah, when I was working up in Brizzy, a stranger came up to me.
Sorry, Buzz. Out of time.
No, I want to hear Buzz's story.
Well, you said you've got the Esche definition.
No, I want to hear your story.
So I was doing radio up in Brizzy and a lady came up to me when I was outside and go, I didn't think you'd look like that. You're a bit chubbier than I thought.
Oh, Buzz.
I know.
Oh. I'm so
anyway,
sorry.
I wish
mate.
We went to Carrie. Carrie, what's the meaning of Esche?
Esche, an Aussie lad equivalent of a British chap.
Chav.
Oh.
So it doesn't stand for anything. Jeez, I didn't think we could bottom out much more after
like
Buzz's.
I feel like the best part of this whole segment was my little song.
Buzz, take us out with the song.
Ooh, baby, I'm talking to a stranger.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Using Kate in next to drive you home.
Hey, dudes.
Hey, dude, I think there's only two. I think there's only one dude. Just not the dudette. Just the dude.
Just the dude.
Oh, no, Kate.
No, well, she's going to be on the show, but right now she's in a meeting.
Busy.
No, she was late.
That was the worst excuse ever.
No, she was late. There was her car. You know, she's in Italy. Her car didn't come to pick her up, so it was. And I was actually on the phone to her and I said, just walk. It was like 1.5 kilometres. It's in the dark.
Is it? I was going to say, is it dark?
It is dark. She actually has got here and then I saw what she was wearing and I thought, no, you're right to not. Wearing really revealing clothing, which is.
Is it hot or cold over there?
Well, according to what she's wearing, it's hot.
She should be able to walk around in whatever she wants.
Absolutely.
We've talked about that.
I know that, Harry. I understand that.
Hey, great Hughesy, we have a problem last night, Hughes.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. If you didn't catch it on 10 Play or see the replay on Thursday night after Gogglebox. There's so many. Or tonight after.
I feel like that's what the problem could be.
Too many.
When's he even got a problem on?
I don't know.
It's tonight at 10:40.
Like you're on more than Big Brother back in the day.
Tonight,
and they had two shows a night.
Tonight, we're at the Home Shopping Network. Tonight at 10:45, you can see.
I'll be watching. So, yeah.
Did you have Gretel on last night?
We did. 10:45? Yes.
She's awesome.
It's an encore. She is awesome, Gretel. And she was, her worry is that one of her men friends, his girlfriends hassle him because he's friends with her. And
I actually got confused watching it. Was he there or not?
He wasn't.
Because I thought you referenced, so like some of the comics referenced a few times a bloke in the crowd, but I couldn't understand whether he was actually there or not.
No, I don't believe he was there in the audience. I think he might be famous, actually, and she wanted to hide his identity.
Oh,
so, yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about. So I want to ask you, we've just been doing, I've been on the tools today and made some openers for a fun new thing we're doing, interactions with strangers.
Yes.
And yeah. I wanted to know whether you'd had a weird interaction with a stranger. I mean, I know you have because you're the weirdest?
One said to me, a guy said to me on the weekend, hey, Tommy, congratulations on your Antarctic marathon. And I said, thank you. And then he said, before that, I thought absolutely nothing of you.
I often get after shows, people will come up to me, this happens a lot, you were surprisingly funny. I didn't think you were going to be funny, but you bought a ticket anyway. But I had dropping the kids off at school the other day, a girl who was probably 10 or 11 said to me, are you Gordon Ramsay? So she actually thought I was Gordon Ramsay.
Is that a compliment? Or is
that's very hurtful for Gordon. Well,
what would be the age difference between you and Gordon?
It wouldn't be much. What would Gordon be at? I don't know.
I'll find out.
I don't know. Yeah.
Do you know what I realise? I realise for a
52.
Man that doesn't drink, you
52.
Look quite often hungover.
Yeah, absolutely. And I get that almost every single day. Someone says, I always apparently look like I've had a terrible night, even when I've had like 10 hours sleep. And I just agree with them. Yeah, I had a massive night.
See? Crazy interactions with strangers. Buzz, give him one of my songs.
Strangers in the night.
Or did it happen in the day?
Strangers in the day.
I took all afternoon.
Okay, so I
spent a lot of time on
that. I think Karen needs to go back to the project, guys.
All right, here's you, Kate. They were next to drive you home. The encore is going to happen after that at some point. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye. Yeah,
bye.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up is ready to podcast now.
CarrieandTommy.com.au. Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.